Beatles had already like opened the door, and so you know, there was nothing more exciting than that, and everybody that came after it, and all the other interesting facets. But what really happened there was, because of the success of WABC type radio's Top 40, the national director of programming for all those stations, including ORFM, said, "We're going to go Top 40," and that. You know, they still had me on the air because I had such a huge rating, and I was on at night again, and all around me they were playing Liston, and I knew that chemistry probably wouldn't last long. So then I got contacted and was told that WNEW-FM was going to switch over from their all-female format to pick up what ORFM had been doing, and was I interested? Hello.
I guess you were interested.
Hello? Yeah, right. So that's when it happened, and whereas a lot of people were fired at ORFM and quit and all the other things, I sat like a precarious person, not knowing really what was going to happen. It was that time, and there were a lot of songs that one of them might fit pretty good for this time, Dennis, because this was a hit at the time. It was something that we had kind of made a hit. And I always kind of thought, that's like me, it's right time of the year. Yeah, I'm a rock.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. From my window to the streets below, on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow, I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries. Mad about saffron, a saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron, she's just mad about me. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow.
See, that was that electrical banana is right. Going to be the new craze, and people were baking their banana skins listening to Scott Muni in 1967 here at 102.7 WNEW-FM, 25 years later.
And, you know, we were talking about when we was fab and the Beatles and what was going on and the craziness of our music and everything. There was a jingle that you found that
from the old days, because of course the beauty with Scotso, and I don't know if you mentioned this when you were talking about the Beatles before, but and it's something that I wanted to say before. See, Scott really is the only guy to go successfully from AM to FM, the man that brought us all that great rock and roll in the 50s and 60s on one side of the dial. He moved to the other side of the dial in the late 60s. He took his association with the Beatles and all the other English groups, too. And then he spent 25 years. I mean, he's just celebrating today. And that's the amazing thing, the transition from AM to FM successfully. And those British groups, yeah.
England's got the Beatles. So what's up? We got Scotso! Just another weekend in December? No way! It's Wild Weekend!
Wild Weekend!
At PC Richard & Son, the electronics and appliance giant. This Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
It's a giant four-day Wild Weekend of savings at PC Richard & Son.
Wild savings on all home electronics and appliances.
Save now on TVs,
VCR,
camcorders,
audio equipment,
cellular phones,
computers and office equipment,
home appliances, and much, much more. PC Richard has all the holiday gifts.
Hundreds of gift items at Wild Savings.
It's a Wild Weekend of savings.
PC Richard, the electronics and appliance giant, is unbeatable with 0% financing for 120 days with a PC Richard credit card.
Instant approval within 5 minutes.
It's a giant four-day Wild Weekend of savings at PC Richard, the electronics and appliance giant. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, open 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Sunday, 9 to 9. Be there and save. Wild Weekend at PC Richard & Son.
It's wild. You want it, juniors? A&S has got it, of course. And Saturday only, get lots more of what you want for 30% less. Like 30% off all Levi's jeans, juniors. 30% off all palmetto pants, t-shirts, more. 30% off every sweater, juniors. Even 30% off all denim shirts from Atlast and Andrew Sport. 30% off. So get going. Saturday only, what a gift blast. Store-wide. A&S. We're too terrific for you, juniors.
You want it, guys? A&S has got it, of course. And Saturday only, just for the store-wide gift blast, the word is Levi's at $29.99. Levi's 550 relaxed fit jeans, stonewashed or black, $29.99. Levi's denim shirts, $29.99 too. It's Levi's, guys, at $29.99. Saturday only, how's that for a gift blast? Store-wide. A&S. We're too terrific for you guys.
Wake up, skiers and snowboarders. Hibernation is over and the ski season is here with a vengeance. The world's largest snowmaking system at Vernon Valley Great Gorge has been working around the clock to pump tons and tons of fresh snow over all three mountains. Winter is here to stay at Great Gorge with this impenetrable base. Vernon Valley Great Gorge is officially open for the season with skiing to the top of the mountain. For beginners, there's never been a better time to learn how to ski. When you purchase a Learn to Ski package at Great Gorge, you'll receive unlimited group lessons all day, so you'll be skiing on your own by the end of your first day. Best of all, Great Gorge is minutes, not hours away. So don't waste time and money on the road when you can be skiing 52 slopes across three great mountains at Vernon Valley Great Gorge. Ski free and enjoy the spectacular $12 million spa at Great Gorge when you stay in our luxurious slopeside condominiums. For more information on great skiing at Great Gorge, the metro area's closest major ski resort, call 201-827-2000.
Colonel, yep. We have an alert in Zone 18.
Zone 18? I didn't think that listening post was still active. What's the input?
Unidentified, sir.
Some kind of clear sound.
What do you mean, clear sound?
That teach can pick up something similar a week ago in the flyover.
Indeed, anything
but patch me and plug me.
You are patched?
I want to hear this damn thing myself.
I have called this emergency session for one reason. This clear sound is not threatening. Please, we will find the sound. Do not panic. Ladies and gentlemen, I...
All right, settle down, please. I have a prepared statement. Intelligence has picked up a clear sound. Let me finish, please. It's a sound we cannot identify. Thank you. That concludes the statement.
Introducing something no one's ever heard before.
DCC.
Digital Compact Cassette.
Another first from Philips.
Your music. Will never be the same.
Will never be the same.
Yeah, guess it never will be the same either. It's the way it's supposed to be. Dennis.
Scott, sir.
We go back to that time in history early on, and like at ORFM and the transfer over to NEWFM. There happened at the very tail end of our WORFM that we got together at the station and we did a live concert, which was unknown. We went to a place called the Village Theater and put this on in the summer. There was no air conditioning, nothing. The theater had been closed. Later it was to become Fillmore East, and Bill Graham decided to try that over here since we packed the place, Richie Havens, Janice Ian, a whole bunch of people, and... I sweat more than, you know, Santa Claus. It was unbelievable. I mean, it was it, and everybody stayed there, and it was wild. But you have to remember that there was no place for artists to perform, except sometimes on a college campus or at another strange place. So the first one of those that happened to me was across the river in New Jersey, South Mountain area, the National Guard Armory. This big, huge, old brown brick thing and all. There was the Beach Boys going to perform, and they wanted me to introduce them. In, like, if I can remember correctly, it was, I guess, maybe their gymnasium. But it was an open area, but the rest of it were offices and classrooms. So the Beach Boys were in a classroom for their dressing room, all in this one classroom. The people said, okay, go to the Beach Boys dressing room and, you know, tell them we're going to go on in 5 minutes and so forth. So I go trotting around, trying to find this place, open the door and walk in. And there are the Beach Boys, all right? They were fighting. They were having a fist fight. Now, these are relatives. They're brothers. I mean, and they were going at it. Well, of course, I've been used to that, so I thought, these guys are going to have a black eye and everything by the time they get on stage. So I jump in there, and I started yelling with my voice and everything. They look and say, who the hell is this kook? But with his voice, knock it off, break it up, you know, and I'm trying to separate these guys and everything. Fists are flying. And I thought, what is... Going, what is wrong with you guys? You have to perform in 5 minutes.
You know, the amazing thing is, yet when we did the Beach Boys live in Central Park, we used to do all those great concerts.
Yeah.
A lot. We filled the Great Lawn and the Sheep Meadow and all that. In the mid-70s, I don't think this has ever been said before on the air, we nearly had to cancel that show because, in fact, what were the Beach Boys doing backstage?
Fisticuffs again.
Yeah. They were fighting. They'd always fight.
Yeah, that's an unbelievable.
I've been in this town.
There were good guys and bad guys, heroes and villains. Now, here comes a problem. We have no place for concerts or anything, and the business is growing and growing. And here comes a good guy. A good guy from New York named Bill Graham. And Bill Graham figures, I'm going to give the people some live stuff that they can see on stage. So there's a Fillmore East and a Fillmore West. And there are other theaters now around America after Bill started it, where all of a sudden people can go and see their favorites live. And from the theaters, oh, to those big places where they play sports, to like a Madison Square Garden, which today to most artists is the epitome, the absolute, that's it, the end. To play Madison Square Garden in New York City, all because of Bill Graham. And then, oh yeah, how much does the industry grow? The stadiums. And they aren't big enough either. And that's what happened. And it didn't take too many years. But thank you, Bill Graham, who managed, who gave you two and three acts for each show so you got your money's worth, who never made a penny when it was a charity, always gave every penny to the charity, always helping other people, helping them in their personal lives, helping them in management, and helping to show them off. Bill Graham, we miss you.
Thank you.
do in stormy weather. Long may you run, long may you run, long may you run. Although these changes have come, with your chrome heart shining in the sun, long may you run.
Younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. Come on, girl.
Van and a couple of songs that absolutely fit for Bill Graham, who, by the way, managed Van Morrison for a while, amongst other things, to try to help him out of his troubled life and get him back on the straight and whatever. Scott Muni with you at WNEW-FM in New York, observing my precise this day, 25th anniversary at WNEW-FM. And so many things have happened, it would be impossible really to do all of it, but we're trying to do things that were important to all of us that we've shared together in this time that made the industry what it is. And Dennis Elsis has a little time, so he was part of this history and was sharing it. And where I'm bashful on some things, he isn't.
You said at the outset today that there were going to be things that you were going to show both sides, the comedy mask and the tragic mask. And there has been so much history in the studios here at WNEW-FM. Most of it, of course, surrounding all the great music that you brought us through the years and all the great rock and roll folks that stopped up. And I know you've got stories about just about everyone who has passed before these microphones. But what we're going to talk about now was perhaps the strangest afternoon in your 25 years, or definitely top three. Am I right?
There can't be anything more strange than
this
that.
This was October 6th, 1975. Scott was on the air 2 to 6, just about the same shift that he's been doing for the last 25 years. And I was down the hall. I was in the music library working as music director. A bank robbery had started to unfold downtown on 6th Avenue and I believe it was 12th Street, the Bankers Trust office down there. And what was unfolding was something not unlike Dog Day Afternoon. A lot of folks will be familiar with that movie and Al Pacino. A young man named Fast Ray Olson, later to be known as Cat Olson, had attempted a holdup of a bank and it had gone awry. The police had been called. And so he took hostages. And as the robbery started to unfold, Mike Eisgrau from the WNEW News Department got in touch with this guy on the telephone, and he started talking to him. And the guy started unloading all these demands. Now, you have to remember, too, this is back in the days with Patty Hearst and things like the Symbionese Liberation Army and people making outrageous demands on folks. This is a little bit of what that sounded like initially on the air with Mike Isgrow and Cat Olson.
That's okay. It's all right. It's Mike Isgrow. You're in the bank right now, huh?
Yeah.
What's going on?
We're hanging out, man. We're waiting to negotiate to get Patty, the Harrises, and the Oriental chick out of jail, and then also to get $10 million in gold.
Are you one of the people who are holding people hostage?
Yeah, would I rap to you if I wasn't?
I don't know. You're in the middle of the bank right now, right?
Yes.
And what group are you...
Lebanese Liberation Army.
And who are you holding there? What is the scene there? Can you describe it?
We've got 10 people here, hostages, handcuffed and on the floor, held at gunpoint, and...
Have you heard any of them?
No, no one is injured.
And how many of you are there?
There's two of us.
Two of you?
Yes.
And you're members of the Symbionese Liberation Army?
Yes.
So Mike is talking to this guy on the phone, and then the guy...